coach, Gilligan's Island.
Well, you remember the song, you remember the show, and basically it was, they set out for a three-hour tour and it turned into a lifetime for a lot of them, right?
They did.
I know they got rescued from Gilligan's Island. There was a movie about that, too.
Uh-huh.
But when we talk about retirement, I know we make fun of a lot of the plans and or the planning processes, but the most important thing is that we just make sure we have the right plan for the right time of our life.
Exactly.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about, in a very special report, a checklist, 10 reasons your nest egg will never be enough for retirement.
Okay.
And I'll just summarize what we talked about. You're not saving in a retirement plan. A lot of people aren't taking advantage of their 401ks, 403bs, or the TSPs.
Those Without a doubt.
Ways you can save through your company.
Yeah.
And if you are saving with your company, you are neglecting your company match. Many times you won't put in up to what your employer will match. And the match is free money. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Very
it
good
absolutely
report.
Is. Yeah.
And another thing is maybe you didn't start saving early enough in your career. You know, we talked about the situation where somebody 15 started saving, two brothers, twin brothers, okay?
Okay.
And one started saving at 15 and stopped at 22, saved $100 a month.
Okay, sure.
The other guy decided at 22 to start saving.
Okay.
All right, $100 a month.
Yeah.
The guy who started last, after the other guy stopped, by the way, had to save all the way to 65, $100 a month, and still did not have as much as his brother, who started at 15 and stopped at 22.
Really? That is incredible. Yep. So the first brother saved from 15 to 22.
And stopped for some reason. Now, if I had been talking to him, he would never have stopped. He would have tried to double down and make even more money. But he stopped at age 22 and let the money grow.
Right.
All right, we're assuming, again, they took safe investments and didn't put the money at risk.
Sure, yes.
But the other brother started when his other brother stopped. He said, well, now that Johnny stopped, I'm gonna jump in.
Sure.
And went all the way to 65, so 22 to 65.
Right, you would think he would have so much more money.
We're talking about 43 years.
That's right.
The other guy saved for 7 years,
yeah.
One brother, and the other brother saved for 40-some years and still didn't have as much because the time value of money.
That's right. And you mentioned this on the show before, how really in all aspects retirement planning, everything from the healthcare side to what we're talking about here. Time matters.
Yeah, time matters, and so does where you invest.
Okay.
So we don't want a bunch of junk in our portfolio, do we?
No, we
right?
don't.
Remember Sanford and Son,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Was there a lot of junk on that show?
Just a little bit.
A lot of talking junk, too, between Grady and Fred. So we have to be careful. All right, so we didn't start early enough in our career. Now, if we are listening and we said, well, Coach Pete just said I didn't start early enough, I'm not going to save. Is that what I'm saying?
I would hope
Absolutely
not.
Absolutely not. No, you're just going to have to save a little bit more, and you're going to have to pay attention more or get a good plan and planner together on your team.
There you go.
Making sure that if you are saving, you are making sure that your money is getting the maximum potential. And you're not being taken advantage of with financial termites in your portfolio.
That's right.
In other words, too many fees, expenses, commissions, those kind of things.
Yeah. And well, one thing that I've learned from you, Coach, is a lot of folks have these false assumptions about retirement planning, whether it's a retirement age or the type of assets they need to be vested in. And what I've found in listening to you is, and I hope folks realize this as they listen to the show, it really is a process of customization, because from the age somebody wants to retire to the amount of assets do they have to really what they want to do in retirement, everything is unique to the individual.
Yeah. Now, let's think about this. When you're waxing your car, does it look good when you put the wax all over it?
Oh, no.
When does it look good?
After you get a nice shine.
You take the wax off and you buff it up real good. So you have
exactly.
to buff it up real good, right?
There you go.
So a lot of people may be looking at what we designed for them, and they'll say, well, that doesn't look as good as my glorified market accounts. A lot of people are putting a lot of money in the stock market, and they're excited because the market's up.
Mm-hmm.
But when the market goes down, your accounts don't look that good.
No.
So it's when retirement happens that our plans really shine, no pun intended, when you wax them up. Because basically, it's not designed to look as good as a stock market account. It shouldn't.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
The stock market
shouldn't.
Gives you the glory of saying, being able to brag at the parties. Oh, I'm up so big.
Right, yeah.
But again, what we say every single show, or most of the time, is you're not up until you're out.
There you go.
So you have a paper gain, but it's not a realized gain until you liquidate.
There you go. Well, you know, my family's been, they've been doing farming for a while, and I can imagine if you have this nice, sleek new sedan that you want to bring out into the fields and try to do the work that a tractor would do, it's just not going to be able to perform the same way because it wasn't intended to. Same thing going on here, I would imagine.
Yeah, so we have something we called financial burn rates. And so it's how much money are we going through every year? So we do long-term projections based on what you want to do in retirement. Here's how much money you're going to have put aside.
Okay.
Not only put aside, but here's how much money is going to have to pump out to you income-wise.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So look at a future income rate based on what you put away today. Now, let's say that someone was able to put in $400,000 today into an account that's going to grow for retirement. And okay. we have, well, let's say 10 years or more to save for retirement.
Yeah.
When we get up to retirement, based on that $400,000 they originally put in, they may be able to take out $80,000 a year.
Wow.
All right. So their future income rate is over 10% of what they put in.
That's which is absolutely
guaranteed
incredible.
For life, by the way.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what's awesome, because if you think about pulling 80 off of 400, that only lasts a few years otherwise.
If you don't have it in a place that guarantees lifetime income.
There you
so
go. Yeah.
It's not what you're earning. It's not what you're making. It's not the glorified what happens in the market up and down. It's what you'd be guaranteed to get the rest of your life. It's called a future income rate. We aim for future income rates at least 8% of what you put away today.
Wow. Okay.
So again, if you put in, now Ken, it all depends, Thomas, and this is why everyone's customized and everyone's different. But
right.
if you put in $1 million today and let's say we had 10 years to put to wait.
Sure.
Or so, maybe 8 to 10 years. We would aim for at least an 8% future income rate on that $1 million, which is $80,000 a year.
There you go. Yeah.
And so that's better than the Wall Street model. They claim that 4% rule, that's what they claimed ownership of. And they said about 92% of folks would be fine with the 4% rule. So the $1 million in the market say that you could take about $40,000 out a year.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Which that's the 4%. 4% of a million is $40,000.
There you go. Sure.
But there's no guarantees your money will outlive you. You could outlive your money, and that's not good.
No, it's not.
Plus, in a down market, if you're taking out 4%, let's say, and you've taken out, let's say you've been in the market for years and you've been in retirement now for 7 or 8 years.
Right.
Taking out 4% a year and the market has not really been replenishing like it should. So now your stock value is down to 700,000.
Mm.
All right. The market takes a little bit of a dip. So you're down to 700,000 instead of the million.
Right.
So 4% of 700,000 is only 28,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you want to keep it the 4% rule.
Right.
So you should reevaluate every year. Not when you start it, because when you started, 4% of a million was 40,000. But because you're taking money out, there's maybe fees, commissions, expenses, and the market dips. Well, now 4% of a lower number is a lower number.
Mm, absolutely.
And you're used to living on $40,000, which is pathetic when you think about it. You had $1 million put aside, and all you can take out with an 8% chance of still outliving your money is $40,000. But now it's only $28,000 if the market goes down.
So you're saying we might move away from those ribeyes or fillets over to maybe some cafeteria food.
I'm saying there's a lot of funny business in the market.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense, because if you saved $1 million or $500,000 or $200,000, why not put it in a place you don't have to worry about outliving it?
Without a doubt.
Losing it.
Yeah.
And getting a lot more income than you ever would have got if you were depending on the market.
Exactly.
So again, future income rates of about 8%. What we usually aim for.
Okay.
All right. At least 6%. 8%, we've seen as high as 12% based on what you put away today.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone put $1 million away today and then had a long enough time to hold it, maybe 20 years.
Okay, yeah.
Or less than that sometimes, they would get 12% of that, which is $120,000 a year for the rest of their life guaranteed.
That's
incredible.
That's
very, very
yeah.
important. It's
yeah.
all using bucket strategies, different termed kind of savings plans, and make sure that we have enough money put aside and we don't take risk with the money we can't afford to lose.
There you go. Well, and like you were just talking about, they're getting started early, not letting that procrastination get advantage of
as
us.
As early as you start, the better, right?
Yep.
And so,
absolutely.
And again, it's just making sure, and this happens with many folks who have a 401k right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being offered inside their 401k income planning techniques and options. So you've built up a good amount. Let's say you're 59 years old or 60 years old and you've got a 401k.
Yeah.
You may have available to you, and I think you do, something called an in-service distribution, which is something a lot of times the company won't tell you about, because the company that's administering your 401k, they're getting paid to administer your 401k.
They pay
pretty well many times.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want you to know that you can roll that money tax-free into your very own individual IRA. Now, the most important word in that whole phrase is individual. It's yours. You own it. It's not a group plan. It's an individual IRA. Tax-free is also another good phrase in there. You roll it tax-free, and now you can have all different options instead of just the 20, 30, or 40 that your 401k plan gives you.
Oh, wow.
You can also have an income plan built in there. And keep in mind, your financial plan does not become a retirement plan until it has an income plan built in. That's my definition of a true retirement plan, is one that gives you lifetime income. And I want 3, 4, or 5 different streams of income that I can adjust when I get to retirement. In effect, we call it the green flag on the mailbox. So folks, if you're interested in finding out about, number one, how to make sure your 401k, 403b, or TSP is working for you, making sure to make the right options, get a copy of the 401k, the 403b, or the TSP survival guides that we have, over 30 pages each, and along with a very important sheet called the fee worksheet, where we show you different kind of fees that are charged and how much it would cost you over the term of the period of time you're holding that money, how much it's costing you to hold it in different fee accounts, really it makes sense, and have a real, your very own customized lifetime income plan put together, a customized review, and a forensic financial analysis helping you identify and eliminate financial termites. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do that at no cost or obligation for you. And, you know, it's really getting together your very own money map, having a customized, moldable, meaning good, not mold that grows on bread, but moldable, yeah, like you can mold it in your hands kind
there you
of
go.
Thing.
Yeah.
That'll fit you like a glove perfectly. And so give us a call right now.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Well, folks, it's not just me talking about this and who's concerned. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to talk about financial planning for retirement workbook that's put out by Purdue University in their Consumer and Family Services division. And this is very important to learn from a non-biased point of view of how you really need to start saving for retirement. That much more. We'll come right back.